It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the kidnapping of our government and my strategy to avoid paying a ransom. In the last week, major steps were taken at the federal and state level, which have created uproars. And I personally have had an enlightening discussion with a fireman regarding the local fire annexation controversy. I will brief you on the White House decision on Catholic health care, the union reaction to the governor's elaboration on his pension reform measures, and I will share with you the insights I gained from the firefighter. I will end the show with my strategy for avoiding paying a huge ransom to get our government back. First, on the federal level, the Obama administration approved a policy which effectively compels every Catholic institution larger than a single church, and even including some single churches, to pay for contraceptives, sterilization, and morning after pills for its employees. Are you getting the impression that no one really wants to win the presidential election in November? There's Romney with his "I don't care about the poor" comment, Gingrich with his moon station proposal, and now someone in the Obama administration appears afraid his candidate will win by a landslide and decided to handicap the race by irritating the 77 million Catholics in the country. Catholics voted 54-45 for President Obama in 2008. But this decision, this policy decision, will be a tough one for even the liberal Catholics to swallow. The policy leaves the Catholic Church only three options. One, it may comply with the government's mandate in violation of the church's fundamental beliefs. Two, it may cease providing health insurance to its employees altogether, although this would incur significant financial penalties under Obamacare. Or three, it may simply shut down the services. So what services will be affected? Oh, just things like education, health care, and aid to the needy. This new policy is being assailed not just by the Catholics, but the Protestants and the Jews. Whether intended or not, the policy is being interpreted by all religions as a major attack on their freedom in the United States. What political genius opted to raise this issue during an election year? At the state level, the unions apparently expected Governor Brown to back away from his pension reform proposals. Instead, last Thursday, he delivered to the legislature details of his proposal that generally tracked with an outline he unveiled in October. The unions felt that they had been blindsided. The centerpiece of Brown's plan ends traditional pensions for state and local government employees hired after July 1, 2013. Employees would be offered hybrid plans that combine a smaller guaranteed payout with a more volatile 401k type component. Because the package of proposals would amend the state constitution, it needs support from two-thirds of lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled Senate and Assembly to be put on the November 6th ballot. As Marcia Fritz said on this show several months back, these Democratic legislators will have to put the interests of their constituents above those of the unions for Governor Brown's measure to make it to the ballot. Marcia is a member of the Government Accounting Standards Board Pension Committee and president of the California Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility. We are in this current pension mess because legislators took the easy way out and essentially let our state government be kidnapped. Let's hope these legislators grow a backbone. Now let's focus on the local situation. In the course of my efforts to gain signatures on the petition to put the fire department annexation up for a public vote, I have encountered a number of firemen. I must admit I have been impressed with most, although there are a few who seem to be natural bullies. One encounter stayed with me, and I want to share it with you briefly. It was with a firefighter who told me the whole history of the push for an annexation. His tale was not one of numbers and pension exposures, but rather of training, employee retention, and physical safety. He explained that what we think of as quaint, curvy, and narrow roads on the side of a big hill create a dangerous environment in which to fight fires. He added that the idea of the annexation started at the rank and file level, and the effort to consolidate had been underway for years. I believed him. He spoke with too much sincerity and emotion to be saying anything else but the truth. When I began to explain why I was seeking to have the issue put to a vote, he smiled at me, and he said, "You are a process person. I am trying to avoid going home in a box, and you are concerned about the process." That comment hit home because I have never thought of myself as a bureaucrat. I paused for a moment and then responded with a real gut issue that has driven me to Buck City Hall to take on the nearly impossible task of, in 8 weeks, getting 1 in 4 voters in Sausalito to sign the protest petition so that this issue can go to a vote. "I don't want to default on your pension," I told the fireman. I could see he understood. There are gaps in the city's analysis regarding the pension liabilities and the retiree health care benefits, so I don't know whether Sausalito residents can pay the bill. Kodak recently filed bankruptcy because it could not pay the health care benefits for its retirees. I don't want to see Sausalito residents in the same boat. We ended the discussion agreeing to disagree, but I certainly had a much different view on some aspects of the annexation. It's true, my biggest fear is that these pension and retiree health costs will balloon to the extent they will push each city, each fire district, each county into bankruptcy. What I have learned through this annexation fight is that the other side, at least the rank and file firefighters, have the same concern. My strategy then to address the situation is to engage the other side, not blindside them. I have been most impressed with the union tactics in this annexation fight and must give the devil its due. So I'm very confident that these same union leaders are well aware of the pension problem. I'm not so naive to think such engagement will lead to immediate breakthroughs. Right now, the unions still appear to have sway with the legislators, and maybe it will take a pension reform initiative to level the playing field. But we need dialogue, not an exchange of brickbats. Tip O'Neill could reach across the table and strike a deal with Ronald Reagan. Bill Clinton could do the same with Newt Gingrich. We need that kind of practicality today. Encourage your representatives at the federal, state, and local level to put the process aside and get the gut issues addressed. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.